Most people think strength is loud. They imagine it in dominance, success, or the image of control. But real strength doesn't look like that. It doesn't shout. It doesn't perform. It's quiet. It's what happens in the moments when no one sees you fighting the urge to quit. When everything inside you says stop, and you keep going anyway. That's where real power is born, in the private wars, in the silence between failure and persistence, in the decision to endure without applause. That's where the strongest version of you begins to take shape. Every person reaches a point where effort stops being about achievement and becomes about identity. You stop asking, how much longer? And start saying, as long as it takes. You stop chasing ease, comfort, and motivation, and start building something unshakable inside yourself. Pain stops being a threat. It becomes a signal. Discomfort stops being punishment. It becomes progress. The mind hardens into clarity. Emotion transforms into energy. The strongest version of yourself is not created when life feels manageable. It's created when you realize you no longer need it to be. Strength is not a look. It's a presence. It's the calm that doesn't flinch under pressure. The silence that doesn't need to prove anything. The posture that says everything without a word. The Stoic understands this. That real power is not in conquering the world, but in mastering the self. Every hardship, every loss, every test is training. You don't rise by avoiding difficulty, you rise by becoming untouchable within it. Stay here, listen closely. Because once you understand how to build that kind of strength, nothing in the world will ever have power over you again. Strength begins where comfort ends. The body may obey the mind when things are easy, but only under strain does the mind reveal what it truly commands. The person who avoids hardship remains at the mercy of circumstance. The one who endures it gains internal leverage that cannot be taken away. Discipline is the art of choosing structure over impulse. Endurance is its highest proof. Through difficulty, the mind learns to separate what can be controlled from what must be accepted. Pain is information. It reveals what you rely on and what you fear losing. When a person feels pain, they face the truth of their dependency. The Stoic learns to observe it without collapse. They recognize that pain is not an enemy, but a signal, one that shows where strength must be built. Marcus Aurelius wrote that the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. This is the logic of endurance. The mind that endures without complaint learns to extract value from resistance. Hardship is the testing ground of composure. Anyone can remain calm in pleasant conditions. True control is measured in the moments when the world tightens its grip and the individual refuses to yield. Strength has less to do with force than with stability. A mind that refuses to break under strain develops a presence that others instinctively respect. Stoic endurance is not about aggression. It is about stillness under tension. It is the ability to face life without seeking escape. Every difficulty carries two outcomes, submission or expansion. When a person resists pain, they build thresholds. When they collapse under it, they reinforce fragility. The disciplined mind sees endurance as a skill. It trains discomfort as an ally. To remain unshaken under stress is to understand control in its purest form. The person who endures learns to conserve energy, to act with precision, and to move without emotional noise. Restraint is a companion of strength. Power without restraint turns chaotic. Composure without strength becomes fragile. The Stoic cultivates both. In the heat of frustration, restraint prevents waste. It keeps energy directed toward solution, not reaction. When the world provokes, composure becomes the sword of mastery. It cuts through noise with clarity. Epictetus said, "No one is free who is not master of themselves. Restraint is freedom in action. Pain refines focus. It filters distraction. The person who has endured deeply no longer fears trivial discomforts. They have faced the essential confrontation, the mind versus its limits. Each trial becomes a rehearsal for control. Each setback strengthens awareness. When endurance becomes familiar, pain loses its power to intimidate. Strength emerges as calmness under duress, the rare ability to remain decisive while others panic. Control does not come from suppressing emotion. It comes from understanding it. The Stoic studies the mechanisms of anger, fear, and pride. They do not deny them. They direct them. Pain often provokes emotion, but emotion can become energy when properly disciplined. To remain rational in moments of strain is the mark of internal order. The stronger the individual, the less they rely on external validation to remain composed. Strength requires isolation. There are moments when endurance can only be trained in solitude. Without witnesses, the individual faces themselves without disguise. In silence, the mind meets its own resistance. Every urge to quit, every whisper of self-pity, every rationalization must be confronted directly. The Stoic does not escape this encounter. They use it to sharpen the boundaries of their character. Strength grows in quiet places, long before it becomes visible. Endurance changes perception. What once felt unbearable becomes manageable. The mind adapts to pressure through repetition. Pain becomes familiar, and familiarity breeds control. The disciplined person develops an instinct for composure. When others react, they remain steady. When others despair, they continue forward. This is the transformation of endurance into identity. What begins as effort becomes nature. Every act of endurance deposits strength into the structure of the self. Each time a person resists collapse, they reinforce stability. Life's trials are not interruptions of progress. They are the conditions for it. To endure hardship is to build internal armor. It is to understand that suffering does not destroy meaning, it reveals it. Seneca wrote that fire tests gold and adversity tests the brave. Every hardship becomes the forge of character. Strength grows silently. It does not announce itself. It appears as calm during chaos, as order during confusion, as patience during delay. The person who has endured no longer seeks recognition. Their proof is in their conduct. They have learned that mastery cannot be performed. It is maintained. It is the quiet authority of one who knows their own limits and has trained beyond them. Pain teaches proportion. When a person has suffered deeply, they see life with clearer measure. Petty issues lose significance. Complaints dissolve into gratitude. The individual begins to understand that much of existence is out of their control, but their conduct is always within reach. Endurance transforms perception from expectation to acceptance. Through it, peace becomes possible, even under strain. Strength built through endurance is permanent because it is earned. Borrowed confidence fades when pressure arrives. Genuine composure remains. The Stoic builds this permanence through repetition of right action under stress. They do what must be done without ceremony. They do not rely on mood or motivation. They rely on principle. This constancy forms the foundation of real power. A person cannot control pain, but they can control response. In that space between sensation and reaction lies freedom. When the mind pauses before response, power begins. The modern world celebrates expression, yet mastery begins in restraint. The Stoic understands that strength is not in expression, but in direction. Energy saved from reaction becomes fuel for endurance. The world often equates strength with noise, confidence, dominance, and visible control. Stoicism defines it differently. True strength is silent, consistent, and self-contained. It requires no display. It is recognized by steadiness, not by volume. The stronger the mind, the less it needs to prove. The disciplined person radiates calm because they have earned their peace through struggle. The strongest version of oneself is not created through comfort or success. It is built through repeated exposure to difficulty and the decision to remain composed within it. Each test of endurance polishes the mind's capacity for focus. The disciplined person no longer chases ease. They seek structure, direction, and composure. In this state, every hardship becomes practice for strength. Endurance develops character because it strips away illusion. When pain enters, only truth remains. The individual learns what they truly value, what they are willing to sacrifice, and what they must let go. Through this clarity, endurance produces wisdom. The Stoic does not suffer without meaning. They extract understanding from hardship, transforming pain into insight. Resilience is not a gift, it is a discipline. The person who chooses composure over reaction becomes stronger each time they resist impulse. Endurance accumulates quietly. It does not appear as motivation, but as reliability. The Stoic who endures learns to sustain effort without expectation. They act from internal order, not external pressure. This is the mark of mastery, unconditional action aligned with principle. Strength is proven through repetition. Every morning that begins with effort, every decision that favors discipline over comfort, every act of restraint under pressure builds the architecture of composure. The Stoic life is not glamorous. It is structured, deliberate, and grounded in reality. Endurance becomes its rhythm. Pain becomes its training ground. Through this, strength becomes the natural state. When hardship arises, the untrained mind seeks escape. The disciplined mind seeks alignment. They ask, what can be controlled? What must be accepted? What conduct honors the principles of reason and integrity? These questions restore order. Through clarity, emotion loses dominance. Through restraint, strength multiplies. Each trial faced correctly reinforces identity. The person who endures learns to act without resentment. They stop asking why difficulty exists and begin asking how to conduct themselves within it. This shift ends internal chaos. It transforms hardship into practice. Every setback becomes a lesson in direction. Every failure becomes a refinement of judgment. In this way, endurance leads to wisdom. The Stoic approach to strength rejects indulgence. Comfort breeds dependency. Discipline breeds control. Endurance is the bridge between them. Through hardship, the individual learns to detach from impulse and to act from deliberate intention. Each act of restraint builds capacity. Each act of patience sharpens perspective. In the repetition of controlled action, identity stabilizes. To become the strongest version of oneself is to become consistent under pressure. Power lies in predictability. When others lose control, the disciplined mind continues forward. When emotions rise, composure steadies the course. The world respects those who can remain calm when others collapse. This calmness is not passive. It is the highest form of readiness. The Stoic trains for endurance daily. They confront discomfort deliberately. They understand that mental resilience must be exercised like a muscle. Small acts of discipline accumulate into unshakable control. The ability to act correctly when it hurts is the essence of Stoic strength. Through repetition, composure becomes instinct. Pain loses its sting when it is understood. Fear loses its grip when it is faced. The mind becomes unshakable when it stops expecting ease. The disciplined person prepares for difficulty as a certainty of life. They do not resent it. They meet it with structure. This acceptance transforms suffering into growth. Endurance becomes the quiet art of power. Endurance sharpens reason. Under stress, the mind learns precision. Emotion narrows, focus intensifies, and the unnecessary dissolves. In hardship, the Stoic finds clarity that peace never teaches. They learn what truly matters and what must be ignored. This selective attention becomes wisdom. The person who has endured sees clearly because they have suffered honestly. Strength demands humility. No one endures perfectly. Pain exposes weakness, and that exposure teaches balance. The Stoic does not deny vulnerability. They refine it into awareness. Endurance without arrogance preserves integrity. The strongest person is not the one who avoids breaking, but the one who rebuilds without bitterness. The will to endure creates self-trust. Each time the individual survives difficulty with composure, confidence solidifies. They begin to rely on themselves as their own foundation. This inner security cannot be borrowed or faked. It must be built. Through repeated exposure to pain and restraint, the mind becomes its own fortress. The greatest strength is internal stability. It does not depend on outcomes. It depends on conduct. The Stoic defines success by adherence to principle, not by external validation. When endurance becomes the default, peace follows naturally. Pain no longer threatens identity, it reinforces it. The individual stands firm within themselves regardless of circumstance. The person who endures without resentment reaches a rare state of calm authority. They no longer seek control over the world. They seek control over self. This reversal shifts the axis of power inward. The disciplined mind does not need perfect conditions. It creates strength through its response. Endurance becomes the proof of order. To endure well is to live well. The Stoic life is not the absence of hardship, but the mastery of it. Each challenge is an invitation to deepen discipline, refine patience, and expand clarity. Through restraint, the individual discovers freedom. Through endurance, they discover permanence. Through composure, they discover power. The strongest version of oneself is not an ideal. It is a condition earned through deliberate conduct. It is the calm that follows countless battles within the self. It is the confidence born from discipline, the peace that survives pressure, and the authority that no longer needs validation. This is the essence of Stoic strength, endurance refined into unbreakable composure. Mastery begins where endurance matures. When pain no longer dictates conduct, the mind has crossed into sovereignty. At this stage, the individual no longer seeks to avoid discomfort or prove resilience. They inhabit a calm that no longer reacts to pain, but understands its structure. Pain becomes data. The mind evaluates it, assigns proportion, and acts from reason rather than reaction. This is the highest form of control, a state where emotion is processed, not obeyed. Stoic mastery over pain is not achieved through suppression, but through comprehension. The disciplined person observes their sensations as events, not as identity. They know that pain is an experience passing through the body, not a definition of the self. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "If it is endurable, then endure it. Stop complaining. If it is beyond endurance, it will end." This perspective strips pain of permanence. It reduces suffering to a manageable concept. The body may hurt, but the mind remains free. Control is born from clarity. When the individual distinguishes between sensation and interpretation, emotion loses its leverage. The Stoic learns that pain is never the problem. Interpretation is. When the mind labels pain as injustice, it multiplies suffering. When it sees it as signal, it becomes teacher. Mastery begins with this shift, from resistance to recognition. Every discomfort becomes an opportunity to strengthen judgment. Composure is the visible form of internal order. The person who has mastered pain does not display indifference. They radiate calm. There is a quiet intelligence in their posture. They move with precision, speak with restraint, and decide with stability. Their actions are never urgent, even under strain. This composure is not practiced. It is earned through repetition of self-command in difficult conditions. It becomes the natural expression of control. The untrained mind reacts. The trained mind responds. Reaction consumes energy. Response directs it. The Stoic channels discomfort into discipline. When pain arrives, the undisciplined seek escape. The disciplined observe, breathe, and adjust conduct. Through repetition, this becomes instinct. They no longer interpret strain as threat. They treat it as part of the environment. In this neutrality lies strength. Pain refines focus by erasing illusions. When comfort disappears, only essentials remain. The disciplined person learns what must be done, regardless of feeling. They separate preference from principle. They act not because they feel capable, but because it is required. This distance from emotion creates stability. Control becomes consistency under pressure. It is an unbroken rhythm between thought and action. Advanced mastery transforms reaction into ritual. When pain arrives, the Stoic performs the same sequence: observe, accept, act. Observation prevents confusion. Acceptance dissolves resistance. Action restores direction. Through this rhythm, the mind remains anchored. Even in chaos, their process is intact. Pain becomes background noise. Clarity leads the way. Endurance without control is survival. Endurance with control is strength. Mastery integrates both. The person who has trained the mind to remain steady in pain develops a state of readiness. They are never surprised by difficulty because they expect it. This expectation eliminates fear. Pain may visit, but it no longer rules. The individual commands their conduct regardless of sensation. Restraint sharpens mastery. The ability to remain still while others panic is the mark of a disciplined soul. It is easy to act from impulse. It is harder to wait until clarity forms. The Stoic knows that reaction distorts judgment. They practice patience until wisdom becomes instinct. In restraint, they conserve power. In silence, they accumulate clarity. This conservation is control. Pain teaches the difference between control and dominance. Control is mastery over the self. Dominance is control over others. The Stoic rejects dominance as a distraction. They understand that external power without internal discipline leads to decay. True authority begins within. A person who commands their mind commands their world. Mastery begins with inward direction. In advanced Stoicism, composure is no longer a technique, it is a condition. It does not require conscious effort. The mind has internalized order through countless trials. This is the state of calm that cannot be performed or lost. It remains in conflict, in noise, in silence. The disciplined person has become unresponsive to chaos because they understand its rhythm. Pain no longer threatens identity, it confirms stability. Pain also exposes truth. When strength is tested, pretenses fall away. The disciplined mind learns who it is under strain. Illusion collapses in suffering. The Stoic welcomes this exposure because it purifies intent. To act correctly when it hurts proves authenticity. There is no audience to deceive, no image to maintain. pain becomes the mirror of truth. The modern world often hides from pain. Distraction replaces reflection. The Stoic does the opposite. They meet pain directly, without distortion. They do not romanticize suffering, they use it. Each discomfort is measured, studied, understood. Through this, they transcend dependency on ease. Mastery is independence from conditions. Composure under pain is not emotionless. It is emotion in harmony. Anger becomes direction. Fear becomes awareness. Fatigue becomes patience. Each emotion is absorbed into discipline. The Stoic does not waste energy fighting their feelings. They refine them into tools. Pain sharpens this refinement until the mind operates without turbulence. Mastery requires repetition in hardship. Occasional control builds confidence. Sustained control builds identity. Every instance of composure reinforces stability. With time, the mind ceases to fluctuate between calm and chaos. It becomes steady. This steadiness is invisible power. It influences others without command. It anchors environments without demand. To master pain is to master life. Every external hardship mirrors an internal lesson. Cold teaches resilience. Delay teaches patience. Failure teaches perspective. The Stoic interprets all experience through this framework. They never waste suffering. They extract principles from it. Each trial becomes a paragraph in the book of discipline. In this state, effort becomes nature. The disciplined person no longer feels divided between what they want and what they must do. Duty replaces preference. This unity eliminates conflict. Pain does not interrupt. It integrates. Strength flows cleanly through conduct. Composure becomes the atmosphere of being. Control under pain is an act of creation. Each moment of restraint reshapes identity. The individual sculpts themselves through response. Like a craftsman shaping stone, every act of discipline carves clarity from confusion. The stronger the control, the clearer the form. In this process, the self becomes deliberate, sharpened by tension, defined by restraint. The highest mastery is invisible. It leaves no trace of struggle. The disciplined person moves through adversity as through air. They feel pain, but it does not register as interruption. Their internal order is too complete to be broken by sensation. This does not mean they are detached from reality. It means they have mastered participation. They remain within life's hardships without being diminished by them. When the mind learns to endure without resentment and act without hesitation, composure becomes effortless. It is not forced calm, but natural rhythm. The Stoic has become synchronized with reality. Their conduct aligns with principle automatically. Pain, discomfort and challenge are absorbed into this flow. Mastery has replaced reaction with understanding. The strongest person is not the one untouched by pain, but the one unaltered by it. They do not deny what hurts. They transcend its authority. Pain may enter, but it does not dictate. The individual remains anchored in reason. This unmovable center is the essence of Stoic mastery. It cannot be bought, taught quickly, or borrowed. It must be lived. In the advanced stages of composure, peace no longer depends on conditions. It becomes self-sustaining. The disciplined mind generates calm from its own principles. This calm persists through loss, fatigue, and chaos. The Stoic becomes a constant presence in a fluctuating world. Their steadiness teaches without words. Their example embodies the doctrine of control. When pain is understood, endurance becomes art. Each act of patience becomes an act of strength. Each moment of restraint becomes a declaration of mastery. The individual no longer fights reality. They cooperate with it. Through this cooperation, they transcend both comfort and suffering. They exist in balance, calm, precise and unbreakable. This is advanced Stoic mastery, the unyielding harmony between pain, control, and composure. A state where the self no longer resists life, but commands its conduct through reason. The disciplined person stands unmoved, not because the world is gentle, but because they have made peace with its nature. In that peace, they become unshakable. Identity formed through endurance is unshakable. When a person survives repeated hardship without losing conduct, strength fuses with character. They no longer act disciplined. They become discipline itself. Endurance is no longer something they practice. It defines them. Every moment of composure under stress, every act of restraint under pain, builds the foundation of an identity that cannot be altered by circumstance. The Stoic identity is not a mask worn during difficulty. It is a structure reinforced by difficulty. Hardship shapes the architecture of the mind. Each experience of strain adds stability. The individual no longer identifies with comfort or reputation, but with internal order. They have crossed from performing discipline to embodying it. Strength ceases to be effort. It becomes nature. Endurance transforms belief into evidence. The one who has faced pain consistently no longer speaks of strength as an ideal. They live it. Confidence becomes quiet certainty. The disciplined person no longer argues for their philosophy. They demonstrate it through presence. Every action carries the weight of repetition, proof formed through struggle. This credibility cannot be purchased or imitated. It is earned through consistency under adversity. Identity through endurance is permanent because it is tested. What is untested can still be taken. What has survived pain becomes property of the soul. When a person has endured long enough, they no longer fear loss. They have lived through it and remained intact. The Stoic learns that survival itself is not the goal. Transformation is. To endure without bitterness is to become indestructible. The permanence of strength arises from internal ownership. External achievements decay, recognition fades, and possessions shift. But the discipline forged through pain cannot be removed. It follows wherever the person goes. It shapes every decision, every tone of speech, every reaction under pressure. This continuity creates identity. The Stoic carries their composure like armor that never rusts. True identity is revealed in solitude. When the applause stops and the world grows silent, the disciplined person remains the same. They do not perform strength, they live it. This constancy is the mark of authenticity. Endurance strips away performance until only principle remains. The self becomes identical in private and in public, unified through conduct. Endurance gives clarity to purpose. The person who has suffered understands what is worth the cost. Pain filters illusions, leaving only essentials. The Stoic defines themselves through those essentials: reason, composure, and control. Every trial confirms these values. Through repetition, they become the identity's skeleton, unseen yet vital, holding every part of life upright. The permanence of strength is measured by its quietness. Noise fades, structure remains. The person who acts from principle no longer requires approval. Their confidence no longer depends on recognition. They move through life without decoration, because truth requires none. The Stoic identity radiates simplicity, the elegance of order untouched by exaggeration. Endurance eliminates self-deception. When pain arrives, pretense collapses. The disciplined person learns who they truly are. Each confrontation with difficulty clarifies self-concept. The individual who knows what they can endure cannot be easily persuaded or manipulated. Their sense of self becomes anchored in proof, not imagination. identity grounded in endurance is immune to opinion. Strength becomes permanent when emotion ceases to dictate value. The Stoic respects emotion as part of nature, but does not grant it command. Joy, grief, anger, and desire pass through without distortion of principle. The individual remains whole, regardless of mood. This balance produces consistency across seasons of life. The same clarity governs both triumph and defeat. The Stoic does not seek to erase pain. They seek to integrate it into the structure of character. Pain becomes a resource, an archive of lessons that guide future conduct. Each scar becomes a reminder of resilience. Each loss becomes instruction. Through this accumulation, the mind constructs a stable identity that endures both pressure and praise. Endurance produces detachment from vanity. The one who has suffered deeply no longer builds identity on external comparison. They measure worth through integrity, not attention. The Stoic standard is internal coherence, the alignment between principle and action. When this alignment is complete, the individual is self-sufficient. Their identity becomes a closed system powered by reason. Permanence of strength requires patience. Nothing stable is built quickly. The Stoic accepts gradual formation through countless small acts of control. Each repetition adds weight to integrity. Each delay reinforces composure. The individual matures into reliability. In this reliability, others find assurance. The Stoic becomes a fixed point of order amid volatility. Identity born of endurance influences quietly. It needs no introduction. Presence speaks before words. People sense steadiness and draw confidence from it. The disciplined person becomes a reference for balance. This influence is not exerted through force, but through example. It demonstrates what structure looks like when lived without compromise. Endurance erases dependency. The more a person endures, the less they rely on comfort, approval, or ease. They become content with necessity. Control replaces craving. This independence grants peace. The Stoic identity thrives on minimalism of need. It draws power from simplicity. With fewer attachments, strength becomes unbreakable. When identity fuses with endurance, memory itself becomes a source of strength. Every past trial stands as proof of capability. The mind recalls survival not as trauma, but as training. Reflection turns pain into gratitude. The Stoic looks backward only to measure progress, never to resent experience. The past becomes a record of fortification. The permanence of strength also lies in direction. The disciplined person lives by standards that do not shift with circumstance. They move with purpose that endures beyond failure or fatigue. This constancy transforms effort into destiny. Each act of endurance reaffirms trajectory. Each hardship endured without compromise extends permanence forward through time. The identity formed through endurance transcends roles and titles. The Stoic may change environments, careers, or relationships, yet their core remains identical. Strength is portable. Conduct does not depend on context. Wherever they stand, they bring the same discipline. This continuity defines maturity, the capacity to remain oneself under every condition. The permanence of strength manifests in silence after difficulty. When others boast of survival, the Stoic rebuilds quietly. They do not seek validation for what endurance has already proven. They understand that real transformation speaks through action. Their calm after suffering is the final expression of mastery. Identity through endurance is eternal because it is built on truth. Pain exposes what cannot be faked. The disciplined person who remains principled under fire has found permanence. Their character outlives circumstance. Strength, once internalized, cannot decay. It becomes the enduring essence of the self, silent, deliberate, and unshakable. Dominion begins when mastery of the self extends beyond the self. The Stoic, who has trained their mind through endurance and structure, gains the ability to impose order on the external world without force. They do not control others through power or argument. Their control is environmental. Their presence stabilizes what is chaotic. People sense composure and adjust unconsciously to its rhythm. This is influence without effort, the authority of calm. External chaos tests the depth of internal order. The disciplined person does not expect peace from the world. They bring peace into it. In conflict, they remain measured. In confusion, they remain deliberate. Their steadiness becomes an anchor others rely on. Stoic dominion is not the conquest of people, but the alignment of energy. It is the quiet transformation of disorder through structure. Control over self precedes influence over environment. Without mastery of emotion, reaction spreads disorder. The Stoic understands this sequence. They do not seek to correct the world before correcting their posture. Through composure, they establish clarity. Through clarity, they make precise decisions. Their actions carry weight because they are consistent. This consistency shapes outcomes without command. The person who has achieved dominion operates on principle, not impulse. They do not chase advantage. They create it by remaining unshaken when others lose balance. The world bends toward steadiness. In a storm, people gather around the calmest voice. In a crisis, direction flows to the one who sees clearly. The Stoic never demands leadership. They embody it through control. Influence follows naturally. Dominion over external chaos begins with detachment from validation. The disciplined mind is not guided by praise or fear of disapproval. They measure correctness by alignment with reason. This independence makes them incorruptible. External forces cannot bribe or intimidate a person who needs nothing from them. Such detachment radiates strength. It draws respect even from those who oppose it. External chaos often manifests as collective emotion, panic, anger, confusion. The Stoic does not absorb this contagion. They act as a filter. Their composure interrupts the spread of frenzy. In an environment driven by reaction, the one who remains still becomes the axis. This is the essence of dominion, stability as influence. It requires no defense, no declaration, only presence. True authority does not arise from position, but from conduct. Titles and commands create obedience. Composure creates trust. The disciplined person leads not through fear, but through predictability. Others trust them because they remain consistent in difficulty. This reliability becomes power. People follow those who do not lose themselves when the world does. Dominion requires restraint. The urge to correct every wrong or prove every point fragments focus. The Stoic directs energy only where it can create structure. They understand that reaction wastes momentum. Silence is not weakness, it is selection. The person who knows when not to act controls the pace of the environment. They dictate rhythm through stillness. The mind that commands itself extends command outward through decisions. Order multiplies. The Stoic does not seek control over everything. They seek control over enough to preserve direction. This efficiency distinguishes mastery from obsession. Dominion is selective authority, complete control within one sphere of influence, calm acceptance beyond it. External chaos reveals hierarchy of minds. Those ruled by impulse drift. Those ruled by structure guide. The Stoic belongs to the second kind. They shape the tone of interaction, not by argument, but by example. In groups, they become the quiet center. In solitude, they become their own government. Dominion is the discipline to remain autonomous among noise. Power expressed quietly endures longest. The Stoic does not announce control, they embody it. Their calm decisions alter events subtly, directing without confrontation. This is the art of invisible dominance, impact without conflict. Their presence brings coherence. It is the strength of gravity, unseen, constant, and impossible to resist. Dominion also involves understanding limits. The disciplined person knows that control cannot extend into every corner of life. They focus on conduct, process, and perception, the domains where order is possible. By mastering these, they shape destiny indirectly. The Stoic accepts what cannot be directed while perfecting what can. This balance creates peace, even in chaos. External mastery mirrors internal proportion. When the mind is steady, the environment reflects it. When emotion governs, chaos expands. The Stoic trains to remain centered regardless of the situation. Their neutrality allows them to see patterns others miss. This clarity transforms reaction into design. They navigate turmoil as though it were architecture. Dominion grows through consistency. One calm act under pressure may stabilize a moment. A lifetime of such acts stabilizes an existence. The disciplined person becomes a pattern of order repeated across years. This repetition shapes fate. The world responds to those who act with continuity. Dominion is the cumulative result of disciplined responses sustained through time. The Stoic does not mistake control for rigidity. Their order is flexible, not fragile. They can adapt without losing principle. In chaos, this adaptability becomes strength. They pivot without panic. They decide without haste. This dynamic composure allows them to govern change instead of resisting it. Dominion is resilience in motion. External authority grounded in internal peace cannot be shaken by circumstance. When insulted, the Stoic maintains proportion. When challenged, they respond with clarity. When provoked, they hold silence until direction is clear. This precision disarms aggression. It turns potential conflict into structure. Power expressed through control leaves no weakness to exploit. Dominion manifests through example, not enforcement. People learn calmness by proximity to it. They mirror the emotional posture of the composed. The Stoic understands this contagion and wields it deliberately. They do not convert others with argument. They demonstrate order through behavior. Influence travels faster than instruction. When external chaos becomes extreme, the disciplined mind becomes refuge. Others seek their steadiness as if it were shelter. The Stoic does not promise outcomes. They provide orientation. Their clarity allows others to think, to breathe, to act. This is the highest form of leadership, to bring coherence where confusion prevails. Dominion is not domination, it is stewardship. The Stoic governs the limited world within reach, their body, thoughts, and conduct, and lets the rest align naturally. They create harmony through proportion. Their life becomes a model of structure sustained through composure. They are not immune to the world, they are integrated with it, directing without disturbance. The mark of complete dominion is silence after success and calm after failure. The disciplined person does not fluctuate with fortune. They remain even, knowing both victory and loss are temporary. Their strength lies in continuity. They do not chase outcomes, they sustain direction. Through this stability, the world conforms around them. The Stoic who reaches dominion has transcended reaction entirely. They have become principle in motion, reason embodied in conduct. Their power no longer depends on control of events, but on harmony with them. External chaos becomes a medium for the expression of discipline. In this state, influence becomes effortless and presence becomes command. Dominion is the summit of Stoic development, mastery of self expressed as mastery of life. The person stands firm in storms, measured in conflict, deliberate in peace. Their calm shapes their surroundings. Their discipline becomes the architecture of order. This is the ultimate strength, command through composure, power through stillness, influence through reason. Power that endures is not a display, but a condition. The Stoic who has cultivated discipline, composure, and dominion reaches a state where strength becomes identity. They no longer project control, they emanate it. Every movement, every pause, every silence communicates order. This is the synthesis of mastery, when all virtues merge into a single atmosphere of authority. Discipline becomes timeless influence when it transcends performance. The person who has lived in alignment with principle for years radiates consistency. Their actions form a pattern so coherent that it commands respect without intention. The Stoic does not persuade through words, they persuade through structure. Influence at its highest level is the residue of integrity. The permanence of power begins when discipline no longer feels like labor. It becomes rhythm. The mind has rehearsed right action for so long that it acts correctly by instinct. This is freedom within form. The individual has dissolved the boundary between effort and identity. They do not try to be strong. They are incapable of being weak. Timeless influence is quiet. It does not compete, compare, or demand acknowledgement. It operates through consistency and proportion. The disciplined person leaves traces of order wherever they move. Their presence alters environments without command. The Stoic's authority exists because it is self-sustaining. It draws energy from within, independent of recognition. When discipline becomes identity, time becomes its ally. Every repetition compounds influence. Every decade lived with composure deepens the impression of power. People feel continuity in the Stoic's presence. They sense reliability in a world addicted to change. This contrast creates gravity, the power of the person who remains unchanged through eras of volatility. Permanence is built through restraint. The disciplined person understands that energy must be preserved, not scattered. They avoid the fatigue of constant reaction. Their stillness becomes strategic. Each movement, each word, carries density. They do less, but each act carries more weight. The longer they live by this principle, the more unshakable their influence becomes. Endurance trains the self. Dominion extends it. Synthesis immortalizes it. The Stoic who has mastered these layers lives in seamless integration. There is no separation between philosophy and behavior. Life becomes expression of principle. This unity produces harmony, an internal music that others hear even in silence. It is the sound of permanent order. The permanence of power also lies in detachment from outcome. The Stoic acts correctly, not for reward, but from alignment. This detachment dissolves corruption. Influence built on external validation collapses with it. Influence born from principle renews itself. It remains untarnished because it depends on nothing outside conduct. When discipline fuses with patience, time serves the Stoic. They do not rush influence. They let proof accumulate through action. Their life becomes evidence of method. People trust them because their behavior never contradicts their principles. This harmony between intent and execution forms the foundation of timeless power. Permanent influence cannot exist without humility. The Stoic understands that mastery is not ownership. Power belongs to principle, not to the person. The disciplined mind acts as its vessel. When ego disappears, purity returns to influence. Others feel truth in its presence because there is no manipulation, only clarity. This transparency strengthens trust. Discipline matures into wisdom when it stops needing contrast. The person no longer defines themselves against weakness or chaos. They exist independently of opposition. This independence makes them enduring. Their strength no longer reacts to conflict. It maintains its course through it. Such power cannot decay because it does not depend on external balance. Timeless power is measured by continuity of conduct. When decades pass and behavior remains aligned with virtue, a legacy is formed. The Stoics' influence extends beyond their life because their principles survive imitation. People may forget their name but repeat their structure. The form of their discipline becomes a pattern embedded in culture. Permanence is the art of repetition perfected. The disciplined person repeats correct action until it becomes eternal. They maintain the same posture under success and loss, youth and age, solitude and recognition. This stability creates memory in those who witness it. The world trusts what it can predict. Predictability born of virtue becomes legend. The Stoics' power becomes timeless when it ceases to age. Their calm does not diminish with years. Their composure becomes deeper, their restraint sharper. Each cycle of endurance polishes them further. They embody the principle that strength improves with time when guided by discipline. They age not in decay, but in refinement. Discipline as influence means embodying standards rather than explaining them. The Stoic does not need to speak of balance. They live it. They do not advocate control. They manifest it. This silent communication affects more minds than instruction ever could. People absorb conduct subconsciously. Presence becomes education. Permanence is forged through clarity of values. The disciplined mind does not drift with trends or moods. It selects principles once and lives by them endlessly. This fidelity creates permanence in a shifting world. While others adapt for convenience, the Stoic evolves within structure. Change does not alter foundation, it strengthens it. Power expressed through stillness transcends lifespan. The Stoic's composure outlasts their voice. Their behavior influences beyond their presence because it becomes a reference point. Others model themselves after its precision. This is the immortality of principle, when conduct becomes inheritance. Timeless influence demands simplicity. Complexity decays under pressure. The disciplined person simplifies life into essentials: clarity of thought, steadiness of action, restraint in emotion. These fundamentals resist time. They do not corrode because they are aligned with nature. The Stoic simplicity is the secret of endurance. The permanence of strength is cumulative refinement. Each challenge tests and purifies conduct. Each repetition removes excess until only essence remains. The individual who lives by discipline long enough becomes a distilled version of humanity, uncluttered, lucid, and enduring. Their example transcends preference. It defines standard. The disciplined person creates silent revolutions. They change the world not through conflict, but through demonstration. Their consistent integrity becomes a model that spreads through observation. This invisible influence builds slowly, yet outlasts every violent upheaval. Composure, repeated across generations, shapes civilization more than force. Timeless power operates beyond reward. The Stoic does not measure impact by applause. They measure it by alignment with principle. This creates influence that does not depend on reception. Even unseen, it functions. It survives distortion because its foundation is internal. Principle cannot be erased by perception. The permanence of power lies also in adaptability of discipline. The Stoic adjusts methods without altering essence. They adapt form, not value. This adaptability ensures survival through changing times. their philosophy remains relevant because it describes nature, not fashion. True power evolves without compromise. Enduring influence emerges from invisibility. The more a person integrates principle, the less they appear to perform it. The stoic fades into their conduct. People remember the strength, not the performer. This disappearance marks completion, the transformation from person to principle. Influence becomes eternal when ego dissolves. Permanence also requires solitude. Without reflection, strength corrodes into habit. The stoic withdraws periodically to recalibrate. They examine motive, cleanse intention, and restore clarity. This maintenance prevents decay. Power remains pure only when self-examination continues. Silence renews strength. Timeless power is the fusion of endurance, restraint, and wisdom. Each reinforces the other. Endurance keeps the will strong. Restraint keeps it clean. Wisdom keeps it aligned. Together they form permanence. This triad transforms discipline into legacy. It ensures that what is practiced becomes eternal truth. The disciplined person's presence outlives their words because it contains no contradiction. Consistency creates immortality of impression. Those who encounter such stability never forget it. It plants order in their memory. The Stoic's calm becomes a mental landmark, a reminder of how strength should feel. The permanence of influence depends on moral clarity. The person who compromises values for convenience dissolves their power. The Stoic refuses this exchange. Their decisions maintain alignment regardless of gain or loss. This incorruptibility is rare and magnetic. People recognize integrity even in silence. It becomes an unspoken authority. Timeless power is not domination, but endurance with dignity. The Stoic does not conquer through violence or persuasion. They prevail through consistency. Time defeats those who depend on impulse. It strengthens those who live by principle. The longer they remain aligned, the more inevitable their influence becomes. When discipline reaches perfection, it becomes peace. The individual no longer battles themselves. Energy once used for self-control is now free for creation. Their presence inspires action without pressure. They lead effortlessly because they no longer seek to lead. Their calm becomes a resource for others, a renewable form of guidance. The Stoic who reaches this state has completed the arc from struggle to sovereignty. Their power is invisible yet indestructible. It exists in every decision, every breath, every moment of composure. They have become what they once pursued. Strength is no longer something they achieve, it is something they are. Permanence is the natural result of alignment with truth. Principle cannot decay. The person who lives according to it shares its immortality. The Stoic's legacy is not carved in monuments, but in conduct that continues to teach after death. Discipline made eternal through example, that is timeless influence. The synthesis of all Stoic power is unity of mind, body, and will. When thought directs, emotion obeys, and action aligns, the person becomes complete. This harmony radiates into the world as order. It influences everything it touches. This is the final form of strength. Calm that commands, discipline that endures, presence that never fades. The final measure of strength is peace. The disciplined person reaches a stage where the pursuit of control becomes unnecessary because composure has become instinct. They no longer train to be calm, they exist in calmness. Every movement carries the same clarity that once required conscious effort. The Stoic has transcended discipline as struggle. It has become rhythm. This is the closing state of mastery, stillness that governs without effort. Calm is not emptiness. It is the fullness of order. It is the mind so aligned with principle that conflict dissolves before it forms. The disciplined person no longer wrestles with emotion or circumstance. They respond from equilibrium. Each decision arises cleanly, detached from vanity or fear. This detachment does not isolate, it liberates. It grants freedom from the turbulence of impulse. The Stoic understands that peace is not a retreat from the world, but its highest engagement. It is the ability to move through chaos without losing structure. When others fall to extremes of elation or despair, the master of self remains composed. This composure is not coldness, it is clarity. It sees life as sequence, not crisis. In this clarity, the person discovers a still authority that endures beyond noise. True calm carries gravity. It influences without intent. When a person has achieved internal harmony, the environment reacts to it. The unspoken steadiness of such presence organizes others. It provides orientation in confusion. The Stoic does not impose peace, they reveal it. Their stillness becomes a mirror in which others remember balance. Strength that ends in calm has completed its purpose. The early stages of mastery required resistance, endurance, and repetition. The final stage requires allowance. The person stops forcing progress and begins maintaining purity. Power no longer feels like tension, but like precision. Everything unnecessary falls away. The Stoic becomes efficient in motion, deliberate in thought, and silent in strength. Calm is the reward of consistent endurance. It arrives after countless acts of restraint, reflection, and conduct under strain. It is the natural consequence of years lived in alignment with order. The mind no longer reacts to pressure. It receives it, measures it, and directs it. Even pain loses identity as an enemy. It becomes texture in the design of existence. The person who has mastered calm becomes unrecognizable to those who still chase emotion. They do not rise and fall with success or failure. They remain steady through all conditions because their value system has stabilized. They no longer require proof of strength. They are the proof. In every setting, they remain the same. Precise, present, and unshakable. The permanence of order is not visible in action, but in reaction. The Stoic's true discipline reveals itself when struck by adversity. They meet conflict with silence, difficulty with structure, insult with proportion. Their calm is not passive acceptance, but active command. It is reason applied in motion. This quiet steadiness is the ultimate demonstration of strength. When composure becomes identity, nothing external can provoke disorder. Praise, blame, victory, loss, none can alter the internal rhythm of the disciplined mind. This invulnerability is not arrogance. It is clarity of orientation. The Stoic has built their stability on what cannot be taken: reason, conduct, and principle. All else is secondary. Their peace is protected by understanding, not isolation. The final expression of strength is the ability to exist without performance. The disciplined person no longer needs recognition to feel complete. Their authority requires no defense. They have nothing to prove, only to maintain. Their presence is both message and legacy. It communicates that mastery is not an act of force, but of alignment. Calm becomes strength in its purest form because it contains no conflict. It is the synthesis of all virtues functioning without friction. Patience without delay, courage without aggression, confidence without pride. The Stoic embodies these without effort because their mind has become proportion itself. They no longer emulate virtue. They personify it. Peace maintained under motion is the final discipline. The person who can act swiftly while remaining still inside has reached equilibrium. Their thoughts do not race, they move precisely. Their decisions are not reactions, they are calibrations. This inner stillness amidst motion is the mark of a perfected mind. It directs without distortion. The Stoic who has reached this level no longer seeks solitude for restoration. They carry it within. Wherever they are, silence accompanies them. This self-contained calm allows them to engage fully with life without depletion. Their composure renews itself because it is grounded in principle, not condition. They live with continuous presence. Timeless order manifests as consistency of being. Days pass, years pass, yet the tone of their conduct remains identical. They speak with the same measured clarity in joy and in hardship. Their routines may change, but their rhythm does not. This constancy is the essence of peace. It is life lived without deviation from standard. Strength sustained in calm becomes influence that cannot fade. Others sense reliability in such a person. They feel stability simply by proximity. The Stoic becomes a reference point, a quiet axis around which the restless find direction. This is leadership without hierarchy, power without ambition. It is the natural consequence of order realized. When discipline reaches its summit, it transforms from defense to expression. The Stoic no longer protects peace, they project it. Their presence organizes chaos because it emanates proportion. They do not seek control over events, they align with them. Through alignment, they guide without resistance. Their calm shapes destiny more efficiently than command ever could. In the final state of mastery, emotion returns purified. The person does not suppress feeling, they experience it through understanding. Joy is gratitude, sadness is reflection, anger is precision, fear is awareness. Emotion becomes data translated by wisdom. The Stoic lives in harmony with their own nature. Nothing is wasted, everything is used. The disciplined mind perceives life as motion within order. Change does not threaten them, it confirms their philosophy. They adapt with precision while keeping their axis intact. This adaptability with inconsistency makes their calm permanent. They flow through events while remaining unmoved in essence. This is how strength becomes timeless. Peace also becomes the proof of perspective. The Stoic no longer divides life into good and bad, gain and loss. They see design in all things. Every occurrence is integrated into the architecture of reason. Because of this, they remain free from despair and euphoria alike. Balance is no longer maintained, it is lived. In the closing stage of mastery, humility completes the circle. The Stoic recognizes that all discipline, all composure, all calm exist in service of truth greater than the self. Their strength aligns with nature, their will with reason, their peace with proportion. In this alignment, they dissolve ego completely. What remains is clarity without name. Calm becomes sacred because it is impartial. It does not favor or exclude. It allows life to unfold as it must, while remaining anchored in integrity. The Stoic no longer competes with fate. They cooperate with it. This cooperation transforms existence from struggle into partnership. The world ceases to be an adversary. It becomes a field of practice. The ultimate reward of strength is serenity that does not depend on circumstances. It is the power to remain whole while the world changes shape. The disciplined person has become both student and master of life. They observe, participate, and adapt without resistance. Their composure becomes the reflection of universal order. The strongest individual is not the one untouched by hardship, but the one who has integrated it completely. Pain, loss, and uncertainty have been absorbed into their philosophy. They no longer divide experience into categories of fortune and misfortune. Everything contributes to wisdom. Through this total acceptance, they become untouchable. The Stoic's calm becomes an inheritance to others. It spreads silently, teaching through presence rather than instruction. People remember how it felt to stand near such steadiness. It becomes a quiet example that outlives the individual. Influence preserved through stillness is the purest legacy. The person who embodies timeless order has no conflict with the flow of existence. They walk through change as though through familiar terrain. Their stability is not resistance, but harmony. They do not oppose the world's motion, they synchronize with it. This synchronization grants them freedom that chaos cannot disturb. In this final state, action becomes meditation. Each gesture is deliberate, each word measured, each silence intentional. The Stoic has become identical with their principle. There is no longer a gap between thought and execution. Conduct has achieved the precision of nature itself. This is the highest form of peace, unity between idea and act. The closing truth of strength is that calm is not the end of the journey. It is its fulfillment. It is the state for which all discipline was preparation. Endurance, restraint, and reason converge into stillness that no storm can disturb. The person who reaches this point carries within them the architecture of order. They have become the embodiment of timeless composure. The Stoic stands at the intersection of will and acceptance. They no longer fight against what is, nor surrender blindly to it. They direct conduct within nature's flow. Their peace is dynamic, alive, and present. It breathes with the rhythm of reality itself. In this living stillness, mastery becomes eternal. The final expression of Stoic philosophy is existence without resistance. The disciplined person has replaced desire with purpose, confusion with clarity, chaos with structure. Their every act reflects the harmony they have built within. They are no longer separate from order, they are its continuation. This is timeless strength, power without violence, peace without withdrawal, permanence without rigidity. The lecture closes not with triumph, but with equilibrium. The Stoic strength is complete because it no longer seeks completion. It exists as condition, not pursuit. In that stillness lies the highest form of mastery, the state where life itself becomes an act of discipline, and discipline becomes indistinguishable from peace.